Okay, let's get started. Okay, let's finish off and Shirish Asiri and hope to get started with 11 Shirish. Okay? So let's go over this again at the end. And the Omnom Zochanuhu Vorarnu Olov. That's not small. We mentioned it, I guess, and discussed. We point. It's Russian for mayor. Meo behi'alnu olov ba'avur kikfato bo rabim gamkein. There were those, because he wouldn't have discussed it, but there were those, or many of those, that made mistakes, and so therefore there's something to deal. You have to deal, you have to mention this issue. So, just an aside, you have to ask yourself a question here. What is the purpose of the Shurashim? So a priori, if you had written, if I would have asked you to write Shurashim for Minyan HaMitzvahs, you put down the basic principles upon which Minyan HaMitzvahs are based. Okay? It's independent of the issues of what your predecessors might have said or did. And the Rambam seems to say that what's moving him and the catalyst for him to deal with the Shirish, or maybe the catalyst in general to write the Shirashim, the Omnam Zochanuhu, you wouldn't have to mention this, okay? Zochanuhu, the Arunu, the Anwalov, Bavur, Kikvato, by Rabin Gamke. Otherwise, it didn't have to be mentioned. So, the Shirashim are basically it's basically a treatise to attack and to dismantle his predecessors, that there'll be a clear field that he can move ahead. But it's not to set up, you probably, looking through them, you'll be able to pull together various ideas and general principles that you can put together a Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? However, that's not the purpose. It's a very important line.
Meaning that there probably are other shvashim that he's not writing about. That are...
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I meant when I said that there might be shvashim we don't know anything about, okay? But there might be shvashim we can deduce from various references here and there. Let's just read it, and then we'll just see what we can do, okay? That's a very important point, okay? See, he has to... It's like, it's apologetics why he has to talk about this. Okay? Correct? Umonu, they, those Rabim, whoever they are, those individuals, okay, Ksas Hakdomois, a few Ksas Hakdomois, a mitzvahs, ima mitzvahs atzmoi, b'shtei mitzvahs. They counted twice, okay? We'll see about the Ksas, okay? Kamoshi is boye, lemi shiyovin minyan aparshis, and this should be clear. Shezocha Rav Shimon ka'aro, ke'aro, zalhu. Hu v'chol shenimshach achrov. Mizrichi maskirei zrichi zubich haparshis b'minyonu. Okay? So, that's what he's basically doing with the parshis, okay? And he's mentioning of Shimon Kaira, and he's mentioning those that followed him, okay, in this shita of mentioning parshis. He doesn't mention who the culprit is. He says that they had ksas hakdomos together with the mitzvah the tachlis. Okay, that's correct. That's what we have here. Okay, now we'll deal with this. Correct. So, to say that the Halachas Gedolos is the culprit over here, you're on very thin ice, okay? At least what we have from the Halachas Gedolos, because in the parshas that he has parshas HaMishkon, V'chol Kelov, V'shemen HaMo'ol, Bigdei Srod, Kiddush Kohanim, V'chinuch Mizbeach. So we have at the moment Shemen Amor. Okay? One. Parshas Shemen HaMishcha U'Kteris HaSamim. That's Hey. That was Dalet Hey. Now Chof Aleph. Parshas Lechem upon him. So he has all of these a priori Hagdomus together with Tachlias, together with Parshis, and we could assume, we don't know if it's true, that what he says, the same way he says Lechem upon him, he means probably the Seder and the Asi, everything together, he means also in the Shemen HaMishcha and the Keteris HaSamim, and also in the Shemen HaMor. But we don't see any remnants of mentioning, counting two separate mitzvahs, Hakdomois and the Tachlis. That's what we have. Correct? So, L'cheira, we should assume either one of two things. Either the Halachas Gedolos we have is not the Halachas Gedolos that the Rambam had, or that he's referring to those who followed the steps of the Halachas Gedolos and counted parashiyos. Okay? So what I'm going to do now, and I hope will be interesting, is going to work through the possibility that Rav Sadigay is the culprit. Okay?
Who's this? Shimon Kira? That's him.
The scoop is like this. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Balei Tesis, said the Halacha Gedolos was written by Rabbi Yehuda Goy. The Chachmei Sforad said it was written by Reb Shimon Ke'ara. Okay? And the Ram spelt it Kuf Yud Yud Aleph Resh Aleph. Zal. Okay? That was in the, that's in the Arabic. Okay? Okay?
Yeah. He was also a gun.
I don't know, green, not good. I have no clue. I have no. The history of the Gainim, be frankly, is is very nebulous, okay? We probably know more about the Amoraim and the Tanoim than we know about the Geinim, okay? They are the two experts, one of this generation, unless I happen to know. I wasn't aware of how great his knowledge is. I used to speak to him here and there, but the other one I had a chat with once, this is the one, the present day one, and I didn't get a clear picture of what the scoop is, okay? It's a very turbulent period because not every going was actually going, and what's it, okay, I'm not getting involved in anything, okay? But, for example, the Shiltois was not a goy, okay? He wasn't, supposedly, he was supposed to be appointed yeshiva, the goy instead of Rav Natanoi, if I'm not mistaken, but somehow, whatever happened, didn't work out, Rav Sadi goy was an exception. He got his position completely independent of connections. Okay, he was an outsider. Okay, so that's the school. Okay, I'm not getting involved in who and how they appointed and what it was or what it is. I'm not getting involved in how they appoint today. I'm not getting involved in anything. Okay, just telling you what it says over here. We have Shimon Ke'era Zal, and the Rambam defines the Geinim and Hakdoma is anyone who properly interprets the Talmud, so it didn't depend upon being Rosh Yeshiva someplace or the yeshiva's Gein Yaakov. Okay. Now, let's see Rav Sadi Gein. So, first of all, Rav Sadi Gein counts parashas. Okay. Secondly, he counts the kelim in the Heichal, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, as separate, in Parshios, as separate Parshios, as Mitzvahs Nifrodos, or Parshios Nifrodos, whatever you want it. Shulchan, Menorah, or Mizbech HaZohar. Okay? So, let's just see what they say. And maybe the question is, when he's mentioning this, is he trying to say the Hakdoma together with the Tachlis, okay? It's very poetic in the way he does it, so it's, everyone has their way of doing it, each different thing, okay? So, it is like this, it goes like this. Zohov Mzukok Lekteres. That's referring to the Mizbech HaZov. So the Mizbech HaZov, or Mizbech HaKteres, is for Kteres. Zov, Mizukok, Lekteres. That's one. The Or HaMenoira, that's the Or HaMenoira, Lo Yishune. So you have Mizbech HaZov Lakteres Kteres Umeneira Lalokas Aner. You could imagine. So what the conclusion is, he's assuming that the Klei HaHeichal are not only a Machshir in the mitzvahs that are performed on them, but they are part of the mitzvahs. Otherwise, there's no reason to mention them in the parashas. The Ramban meets him halfway, in the sense, the Ramban says that they're hechsherim, but doesn't put them as part of the mitzvah. Where does the Ramban do that? The Ramban does that in Nasoga to Mitzvah Seilamet Gimel. He says, "Lechein leinimna anachnu, leinimna anachnu asiyas ashulchan v'hamenorah v'mizbeach mitzvah b'fnei mipnei shenetzavinu losum lechem lifnei Hashem tomid v'tzivonu oisanu behechshu avodah zeis shehi." Losum oisei b'shulchan. The mitzvah is losum, the lechem of Bnei Hashem, and the hechsh is that it should be on a shulchan. Losum oisei b'shulchan metua came. And he's talking about how it has to look and how it's made, I assume. Okay, she is sudar olov b'inyin ken. And it should be placed on mesuder, arranged in a certain way. V'tzivonu yisbarach, b'hadlokas aner lefonov, v'sider lonu, shetia adlokazu, b'minoira zohov, Mishkola v'inyono kain v'kain. Maybe kach v'kain v'kain. Okay, kach v'kach. V'hineihem tashmishe kedusha. Okay. So it's not part of the mitzvah. The lechel or the bahag is accepting Ramban, but making it part of the mitzvah. And the Rambam is Wachok Mizrach Meirah from this, because the Ram Shita is these Kalim have nothing to do with the Avodah, but they're part of the mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash. The Ram clearly says that in mitzvah Chof. Mitzvah say Chof. That's the impression you get from the Rambam in Peg Aleph of Hilchos Beis Bechira, Alocha Aleph, Alocha Vav, when he talks about, according to the proper Ksaviyad, the Girsin Rambam, that Shiva came to Mikdash, and he's talking the Binyan Mikdash. And my Rebbe discusses Bariches in Igus Grid Alevi in Hilchos Beis Bechira. Okay? So, basically, The Ramban is close, and the Rambam, you know, the Rambam is clear, but this is irrelevant, okay? But he's mentioning whatever it is in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he mentioned the Keli together with that which is done on it, okay? We'll say that.
But he's not counting it as a separate mitzvah.
Give me a chance. I'm presenting part of the data, okay? If this would be the beginning and the end, there's no reason to discuss it here at all. And if I did, I just... Okay. Now, however, he has also in the parashiyos v'hamemuloch v'hamemuloch v'shemen zoch l'mo'od dvurai. So what's memuloch? That's keteres. And what's the shemen zoch l'mo'od dvurai? That's dvurai is dvirai. Okay. I assume something like that. So then, that's the answer to your question. Here he's counting nakdomos together. He's talking about the kelim for the hakrova or the hadlaka or the sidur, which he's talking about what the tachlis is, the keli for the tachlis, and he's talking about the raw material also. Correct. So maybe this is what the Rambam had in mind. Umanu ksas hakdomois. Ksas means it's partial. Okay? It's not all of them. It's two out of the four. Hakdomis hamitzvus ima mitzvah atzmo. B'shtei mitzvus. That's an option, isn't it? So, there's Asiyas Hashem in Alam O'Bakteres, which are Gdomos, and there's the Tachlis, the Akteres Akteres Alokas Anir, which are on the, together with the Kalim. Okay? So now, there certainly is a reason to mention this Rav Sadigay. Correct? And in general, you would have expected that if you're counting one of the two, the Akdoma, the Tachlis, you should count the Kedah together with the Tachlis, not together with the Akdoma. There's no reason to put the Mizbeach together with the Mamulach or the menu, you know, when you get it with the shemen or the shulchan to get it. Oh, but interesting, in shulchan there's no discussion of anything. It's just lechem aponim or shulchan, right? We'll see what the right. Would that correct? So we don't understand. He has, because he has Parsha Shemen HaMishcha, which is by itself, that's okay. Parsha Lechem Aponim. Parsha Lechem Aponim, understand? I think we discussed what it has to do with Shulchan, I think, before. Okay, Parsha Lechem Aponim. So this, if I would stop over here, oh, we found the culprit. There's one problem over here, okay? If I would stop over here, everyone would be happy, you know, and then we can move on. The problem is something else. The problem is that the Lashon Rav Sadia Gaon by Menora is almost incomprehensible. And the question is, you have no clue of what he's talking about. Okay. As far as Keter is concerned, considering that Mamulach, I assume, is the Keteris, okay, and it's a little odd, I'm not getting involved in it, why you call Keteris Mamulach, because it is true that the Reivach, you know, Mel Stremis Reivachav, okay, and there's one day in the Shita that it only might be for a Kol Kabod Chatach Melech, so it's not really, you know. You know, if you want to define the Keteris by something, that it's Mamulach? No. But L'chei, that's what he's referring to. Okay? Let's get now to Or HaMenorah, Okay. Oh, Hamminura. So you would say, Olam Menorah is the mitzvah, is the menorah with the mitzvah tzedaka. And you would say, Olam Menorah, it's Reb Chaim, that it's not a mitzvah tzedaka, that the menorah, it should be more. Olam Menorah, all the menorah. The menorah should have all. It's Mamish Reb Chaim with Medayek and Rambam, and that, correct? However, Rav Saadi continues and writes two words which are incomprehensible. V'or ha-menoira lo yishune. So what does he want? Okay? So you can pull out. In Minyan Shishi v'chomesh Parshis, Parsha Nun Gimel Nun Dalet, suggest that he's referring to an Issa Aseh. There's an Issa Aseh, he suggests in Ramban Chum, whatever it is, there's an Issa Aseh to be madlik in the Hechel, a different keli, or a different way, not on the Menorah. Oh, ha-menorah lo yishune. So then, the kavod is not to the mitzvah loka. So maybe the mitzvah loka is shemen zoch lamo'or dvurai. And everything is included there. Then according to Rav Saadia, we don't have Ksas, we only have one. Ksas Hakdomis is plural. That's why it's Ksas Hakdomis. Okay. However, this pshat in Rav Sadigain has its difficulties because it's very odd. Because basically, what Rav Sadigain is trying to be minor. The keli called menorah. So it's part of what? The mentioning the menorah is only they shouldn't do halacha without the menorah. It's very odd. Now, again, I don't know if I mentioned, I might have mentioned it last week, but let's go over to make it clear. The issue with the Geinim and Rav Shimon Kaira and all the others, the Parshas, is he mentions Ksas, and he's very careful about Ksas, because it's without rhyme or reason. There are no overriding, overarching principles. Sometimes he does it, and sometimes he doesn't do it. And that's not fair. So it's ksas, it basically violates the principle of this shayrish, but on the other hand, it's not a, there's no clarity in terms of what the principle is, because he follows that principle and yet doesn't follow it. Ksas. And that's basically his point in Shir Shvi, if you go back. Ukfais Urba Aloch Gedolis, Al Mix in Yonim Alolu, Vishabet Vishabatusai.
So
Again, the same type of thing. This, the inner contradiction. And I only would suggest the Rambam, coming from the world of organization and logic, the inner contradiction, I think, is an aveira chamura, is much more to take in task than the mistake itself. Okay? Next. Now, just to finish this off, this is basically what my Rebbe suggested. That was the ploy of the Havlochas Gedolos to introduce Parshias, because in Parshias, it's beyond the rules. Okay? Because, for example, in mitzvahs, loisaseh is only loisaseh with oinshin, and with the oinshin that he's talking about. Mitzaseh, he says kumvaseh. Okay, mitzvahs kumvaseh. That's where he starts. That's the general caption. Okay, and that's the Ramban says in quotes of Tanchuma that asebi koleb asebi mitzvah, that mitzaseh the kumvaseh. So you could suggest that if you want to mention all the parshas of Tuma, which the Bahag does, he can throw them in right here. Because Shirana is a perfect fit. Because if it would have been mitzvahs, it would have to be kumvaseh. And there's no kumvaseh, there's no chayva. So it gets in. If you want to mention Abdomas, even though Abdomas might not fit the rule in general, but in parshas it's okay. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure if the Rav was basically saying, this is the motivation, because it sounds to me very odd, the motivation. But I would assume it's more of an observation of what's happening. And similarly, in Shir Shlishi, okay, it's an observation that you can have mitzvahs which are the Shah. No problem. Because even though mitzvahs certainly have to do with deiros, but no, parshas are different, okay? And then the whole issue of pake in Shereshvi, whatever it's pratim, whatever the definition of pake is, could sometimes be mentioned because in parshas they're different things. Okay, that's basically the culmination of Shereish Yud, and now Mitzvah Shem will pick up Shereish Yud. Okay. Yeah. Now, I just want to show you how important. Here, let's read a sentence at the beginning and try to, the sentence a priori doesn't make any sense, okay? The first sentence, I want to show you, let's read it well. The way he formulates the nusach of the sheresh. Hasheresh ho'achad oso. Okay, here it is. She'ein ro'ui limnois. Again, I assume the reason why they were negative, it's basically a diatribe against those who counted it, okay? She'ein ro'ui limnois chelke hamitzvah. So this sounds odd, even before you start. If this is the mitzvah, how can you count chelki from it? It's just dover v'afuchai. It's the antithesis of what, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If he's calling it the mitzvah, he can't talk about the halakim being counted. Okay. She'ein monin chelke ha-mitzvah befrat, a peculiarly chelik b'fnei atzmoy, k'shiyah ha-mekubetz mehen mitzvah achas. So mitzvah achas, mitzvah ha-mitzvah, that doesn't make any sense. Correct? Hello?
Yeah.
Correct? So, I looked at the Arabic, okay? And the way he talks about in the mitzvah achas, and the way he talks about in chelkei mitzvah, two different words! Even though they're translated the same way. But before we get started, we have to point out one thing, okay? The Rambam wrote the Shurashim in what's called transliteration. He wrote the Arabic in Hebrew characters. Okay? So, the mitzvah achas and the end of the sentence which defines the Shoresh, okay, in the original Hebrew, is mitzvah achas. So when he's talking in Hebrew, and Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Mishnah, whatever Lashon you want to call it, okay, clearly there's no issue to what he means. And that's good. Mitzvah achas. It should only be mitzvah achas, and we're talking about mitzvah achas in the minyan. But the it's the mitzvah achas, because achas, he's talking about achas and what? Achas in the minyan. Okay? So you understand yourself that the mitzvah before can't be ha-mitzvah in the minyan, because you can't talk about it. If you're defining that it's a mitzvah in the minyan, you can't split it up and say that the minyan's different, correct? So there, the Arabic word is not ha-mitzvah, but ha-mitzvah, but it's al in Arabic is like a hey yidia. Sharia. It's the hurrah, the Torah. So it means you have hurrah in the Torah, you have something going on which is very nebulous, okay? Which we don't know that it's the mitzvah, not the mitzvah yet, correct? Now the words begin to make sense. All the translation. It's mitzvah, mitzvah. I just don't get how you can do such a thing. Correct? You know, make sense of it, you know. She said, chelkei ha-mitzvah, this hero and the tera, that what? That there should be a certain thing that consists, you should do a certain performance that consists of many halakim. So how do you count it? That's what he says. Now the mekubetz, you look at the mitzvah as the conglomerate, not the parts, okay? Not the parts as the part mitzvahs, but you look at the mitzvah as a whole conglomerate, okay? Now the sentence makes sense, correct? Okay. So l'cheira, the difference between the 10th and 11th Sherish, the 11th Sherish are talking about parts of the mitzvah itself. Maybe you should count them. When the 10th Sherish, he's talking about a prologue to the mitzvah. Correct? This is good. But, you know, you see in the Arabic, without this, you push it, you know, you can read it fast, but you know, you don't know what he's talking about. Now, let's do it again. Just I just want to read before, you know, before Torah, before Torah. Pomem yiyat sibu ha'echod shehu mitzvah achas. So, if you look at the Arabic of what he's translating, it's the same exact word which used in the beginning of the Shirish, She'en Roy Limnois Halke HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah, the mitzvah, okay? See here he writes, it's the same word. And here it's translated Sivui. But is he, the Chayra, if you're going to eat parallel to what he spoke about before, it can't be Tzivui. It's this Chayra, which is nebulous and has many parts to it. It's a singular Chayra, okay? HaTzivui Echad, Shu Mitzvah Achas, and here again in the original Arabic, it says Mitzvah Achas. That's very good, okay? So Pomim, sometimes, occasionally, the Hurrah in the Torah, a singular Hurrah, but here it's a little bit odd, okay? What does it mean, Shehu Mitzvah Achas? Okay? Because basically what he's doing is having V'yesho chalokim rabim kom mitzvahs lulav shi'abo aminim hine lo'inam avo. But right? So but he's telling you the conclusion in the middle of the sentence. Right? Because if he says mitzvah achas, it's already finished. Unless the word mitzvah over here means it seems, what does he want with this? Okay? Pomim yiyah hatzivui, okay, that's the hurrah, ho'echod hurrah, shihi shuhu, mitzvah achas, v'yesh lo chalokim rabim, Kmo mitzvahs lulav, shihi arbo aminin. Arbo aminim is also, mitzvahs lulav is in the original, and arbo aminim is in the original. Hine loy noimar. Okay, now this is what we shouldn't say, and then what we should say. Hine loy noimar, ki pri eitz hodo, mitzvah fnei atzmo. Not sure exactly to say that because in the Ksaviyar, I'm not sure which Ksaviyar, okay. Ki priyet hodo. Mitzvah v'nei atzmoy, kapas t'mo, mitzvah v'nei atzmoy. V'anaf eitz ovis, mitzvah v'nei atzmoy. V'yavei nocho. Mitzvah v'nei atzmoy. This whole pattern line from priyet hodo till the end of this is all in Hebrew. So there's no, you can't mess up the translation. Unless you just want to make your changes. You want to write your own book. Okay? Okay. Lefi, she'ilu, she'elu kulam, heim chelke amitzu. Okay. So, he's explaining why, I don't know, maybe he's explaining the conclusion of mitzvah achas. I'm not sure exactly what happened. He's saying, Hine loy noima. It's v'yesh lo chalokim rabim. You have this mitzvah achas. I don't know what it means, a mitzvah achas. L'chayot should be the pomim yia atzivu echad shu mitzvah. Maybe it's a little bit odd to add a sentence with the conclusion and the discussion. I just don't know how he plays it out. V'yesh lo chalokim rabim. Come mitzvah lulav, then it's arbo aminim, and he mentions the arbo aminim of foolish, correct? You shouldn't say each of these arbo aminim are separate mitzvahs. Okay. Lefi she'elu kulam hem chelke mitzvah ha-mitzvah. So he says, because the chelke mitzvah, so that, you know, like he's going back, he's like, you know, it's almost like double talk, because he said, okay.
It's not dependent on the next line.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, you can't read this by itself. Lefi she'elu Elu kulam hem chelke mitzvah, but why? How do we know? In other words, chelke mitzvah is the original postulate, but now you want to know how do we know that the chelke mitzvah? Correct. Ki or mipenei, whichever one you want, but this ki is a explanation. Correct. We're explaining something. Key. Hu tziva. Here the tziva is very clear. I think it says amal in the makor. Aleph mem resh, which is the word, the alamah. It's always the, that's the, when every time you have a mitzvah, in mina mitzvahs, in the, I think in the, it says alamah, that's what it says. I think in mitzvah say. Open them up one at the end, okay? So here it's a clear tzivui. Ki hu tzivu lekapsom. To integrate them, okay? To bring them together. Vi achre kibutzom tia mitzvah lekichas hakol. Or haklolus. The whole, all of the meaning. Biyad biyom yedua. See here, he's introducing something amazing and something new, which we knew nothing about before. Okay? Just we want to see what he's saying, what's going on, and what does it all mean, or whatever it is. What is the mitzvah of Lekichas Dalet meaning? You know, the style of meaning, right? No. The mitzvah is lekichas hakibbutz. And Louis Tzur, and we'll explain this a little bit later, just to give you a glimpse of this. Louis Tzur, there would not be kibbutzom prior to Netila, or with Netila itself, then it's certainly okay. Then you wouldn't be Eitzah. And we'll go for this, give you an example, okay? There is such an issue, a possibility, that in the mitzvah lulav, you can have a netila b'zeh hazeh. But let's say you started in the netila. And when you started, you only had three meaning. And the beautiful essence which you wanted was by your friend. And you picked it up. You know, you're going different places, and he gave you this one, he gave you this one. You're not Yetzer. Because there's no, it's not Likichas HaKibbutz. And in Abayisai, just before we explain it, It's only because the mitzvah is the kibbutz that defines them as being chalokim. So it's not if it's defined as being chalokim, because the mitzvah is the kibbutz, logically you can't imagine it being separate mitzvahs. It's not just an issue of methodology over here, that you have to do this. There's a logic over here. That since logically it's a chelek, okay, logically a chelik, because the mitzvah kibbutz, and that's the key.
How do you define
kibbutz? We'll see. We'll see the Rambam. We'll see the Rif. We'll see the Bahag. We'll see the Gemara. We'll see the Rambam learns the Gemara. We'll see the Mir learns the Gemara. We'll see everything. Whatever it is, okay? But that's what he says. But you see, however, if the kibbutz wouldn't be part of the Nusach HaMitzvah, part of the definition of the mitzvah, then you're bankrupt over here. He's using this. It's not stam that you say chalokim, chalokim, chalokim. It's chalokim, which by definition are chalokim. And if they're chalokim by definition, they can't be counted independently. They have to be counted together. Okay. And he uses the word later. We'll see about it. He talks about kibbutzim again by Lula. We'll see. If you want, I'll read it to you.
Second.
We see how important this kibbutz, you know, you read it through, you think, you know, you see the general tendency. When you read Rishonim, or you read something, you don't get it. You get general context, and speed reading is just, you know, to go over it, you know, like it didn't happen. But in learning, it's almost suicidal, because you're missing the whole point. When it's something you don't understand, the Rishonim says, the Rishonim screw me out Dasheni, and you say, I'm not interested. That's what he says later. Here it is. Commotion at Snavino. Okay, I think he has it again, but there he says something else. Oh, here it is. He says it. Then he says, "Mivnei shekol elu chelkei amitzvah, mivnei shehu tziv lekavsom ve'achlekim zuzah." That might explain the kibbutz. Okay.
In Heker Mitzvah, he talks about kibbutz.
I know he talks about Heker Mitzvah. I know. And he'll talk about entire Sabbatai also talk about kibbutz, I assume. No? Well, no. Well, he might not talk about it, but that's what he means. Yeah, v'achle kibbutz tia mitzvah l'kich chol v'yad v'ro. Okay. Whatever it is. But this is it. Okay? Maybe it's in the other text here. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Now, let's go on. So now, v'yazeh, okay, I think, you know, I'll have to. V'yazeh ha-hekesh bi'atzmoy, it means this hekesh over here, I see, means it's a intellectual conclusion, a way you compare and contrast, but here it is, this this approach and this conscious, he says in Kapos Al Pi Adin Hazeh, if you accept this principle, you accept this approach, you can extrapolate and say the same thing. So it means there's kibbutzim also. We are zeh hekish. Once zeh hekish, there's an equation. That's what he means. Ein roi shiimne arba a omroi. Omroi. Omroi b'metzeiro. Shehu Yitayir. Okay, here this is in the original Hebrew. Yitayir. B'metzeiro is in the original Hebrew. Yitayir b'shtei tziporim chayos. V'eitz erez v'ezo v'shni toloas u'mayim chayim u'kli cheres. Okay. B'sheish mitzvus. Avotayis v'zeh mitzvah achas. B'chol tel eho mash yitztarech bo me'elu v'zulosim kloima ha'giluach ki kol elu heim chelki ha'mitzvah. Shistavino bo, Vutayas a Mitzera, which the Terezer, but the Chayot certainly means kibbutzim, because he couldn't mean I was there. The equation doesn't make any sense. Okay. Here, okay, we still have to explain. We'll have to deal in Mitz Hashem. It just, we still have to explain. Because I think it's not going to be enough that the Gemara in Menachos, the Omer Rav Chanan lo yishno ele she'ein loy, al yesh loy ein ma'akvin. What's the pshat in that Gemara Menachos Chof Zayin Ra'alof? We have to see how the Rambam learns it, the Rambam Pirish B'shnayis, the Rambam Mishnah Torah, the Rif, the Bahag, the Rif, the Ramor. Ben Tam and the Meiri, the Ramban, okay. Then I'd just like to ask you one question. And I'll go over this again, the question. There's something here which is amazingly difficult. Okay? I mentioned this and I can mention it again. It means when the Torah says ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי עץ הודו כפוס מורבן ועס אובו ישראל ועבי נאכל צמח לפני השם הלקחים שבס יום. Okay. It's all very nice. How many commands are in the pasuk? One. So if you apply the principles of Shurish Chi'i, having one command, even if you look at them as separate inyonim, like we had Noam Uvusho, and we already say Noam Uvusho was a separate inyon, but the fact that there's only one tzivui, we said that it's one minyan mitzvah. We said therefore you only get one malchus, correct? Then we had a whole discussion in Shurish Tishiv. What about Tazoy, that the Rambam counts Tazoy as four separate mitzvahs, the Minyan mitzvahs? Peyeh, Leket, right? And Peyeh, Leket, in Oilulois, and Peret, okay, you know, how does it work? Okay. So, we said that only because the Pirush Makubo, there's a lav nitilase. But then we asked, this church seems to say that Aseh is different. And that would support Gamoshe Salveitchik, that mitzvah say Anat Sivuim ben Yonei Atera, and Chalokim, if they were different in Yonei Atera, they would be separate mitzvahs, even as one seed. And with that, I'll say good evening. Have a good Shabbos.